This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, let's get started on confessions. I'm waiting for Figgy and Reggie and all the listeners to give me all the credit that I deserve.
Okay, for what?
I already know where this is going.
It happened right after our show yesterday. Right after I said, I got an idea to fix the All-Star game. How about a one-on-one tournament?
You're not getting credit. I'm just letting you know.
Thanks for listening, Kevin Durant.
Not an iota of credit for me.
Thanks for listening, Kyrie Irving. Lo and behold, yesterday afternoon, All-Star weekend, one-on-one tournament. Come on, you
not an iota of credit.
You gotta give it to me.
No, I don't. I was about to cuss. I don't gotta give you bleep. And you want to know why? Does anybody remember when I had a confession a week ago or 2 weeks ago when I was talking about the unrivaled one-on-one tournament and how I thought that could be helpful for All-Star Weekend?
No,
I bet you don't.
Nobody remembers.
I bet
that.
You don't.
Nobody remembers. I actually remember that.
Front Office Sports reported yesterday afternoon after we got off air.
Yeah, this has been
one-on-one tournament, baby.
This has been a thing that's kind of bounced
around.
It's
been out there in the ether, but yeah. I put it in words.
I bet
right
you did.
Here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Check the numbers, as Maxwell would say on social media.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Absolutely, man. I've been with it. The problem is, again, it's all about the egos. But it's good if there's a few people saying this. I think you get a king of the court, you get a one-on-one type situation. I don't know. I still don't think it replaces the game. I think
it could be badass.
I'm like, do the game. Everybody knows what the game is. And then, but like, add that to Saturday night, because Saturday night is nasty.
No, right now. Make it the game more competitive. Teammates cheering each other.
Actually leans into one of my confessions. Well, so I'll go ahead and step in here.
These are my confessions.
I got to admit, not a lot of things like just straight up irk me to the point of like feeling the need to say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does irk me in this that everybody comes into this with a general unwillingness to be entertained.
To what?
Have you noticed that? Like, I mean, a lot of things when it comes to
NBA. Oh, you mean the All-Star?
But like All-Star weekend?
Oh, no, a lot of people are like, it's going to suck.
Yeah,
sure enough, it sucks.
And look, I'm not here to tell you that all these things are great. No. I'm not going to insult your intelligence that way. There's a lot of things that they need to work on and ways in which it's getting worse. I used to always love Saturday night, even though I knew that Sunday night was going to be a little bit hard to watch at times.
Yeah.
They've made Saturday night worse as of right now. Mm-hmm. Like, and some of this is just, hey, have a little shame, have a little want to try, right? But there's a tacit acknowledgement. Like the three-point contest. Y'all was mad at the three-point contest? Y'all just did not want to be entertained in some ways. Yeah. And I feel like that's one of the things that frustrates me. Especially, and then also the dunk contest. We come in with no sense of wonder, no sense of appreciation. And so like it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy when we go in knowing I'm not going to be entertained. And then, yes, you came out not entertained. Now, I understand why some people don't want to, right? The level of I'm going to invest like my hope in that they're gonna deliver ultimately for them not come through. I get why you'd be upset by it.
Yeah.
I understand why you protect yourself. But we do got to acknowledge
my time on this.
We do got to acknowledge that we come into a lot of these.
My
a lot of
valuable
these things,
time.
A lot of these things immediately not coming in with any level of like possibility of being entertained.
No, I think there's something to that. But there's also something to it really wasn't good.
Oh, no.
You know, yeah, like if you thought, if you went in thinking it wasn't going to be good and then it wasn't good, you were right.
Yeah.
You were right.
And I think especially if you sitting there trying to watch it, if you like, hey, I ain't listening to nobody else and you sitting there trying to watch it, trying to give it a chance. And you like, man, what is Kevin Hart doing?
Yeah.
Like, where is the game at?
Yeah.
Why is so many damn commercials and stoppage and all that stuff?
No, I said yesterday, I tried. I really did try.
I'm proud of you. I'll give you credit for that.
All right.
But not for the one-on-one.
Not for the
one-on-one. No, not at all.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are my confessions.
So the other day, man, I ate something I haven't eaten since I lived in Houston, man. I had some ramen noodles, man.
What?
Like,
at a restaurant, the good ones.
No.
Just regular?
The ones I grew up on.
Oh, wow.
The ones we used to get that 24-pack because it was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I had some the other day, man.
That's good. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. This is my confession, though. I think I'm not sure what's going on with me because I feel like I've been having a taste for stuff I haven't eaten in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a Red Lobster commercial, man. With Blake Griffin.
Oh, I know which one you're
talking
about.
Oh, has it come to that for Blake?
Yeah.
It's come to that for
Blake,
huh?
He was in the Red Lobster commercial.
Okay.
Kind of got a taste for some Red Lobster now, man.
I saw you post on social media that you were eating ramen, and I sincerely mean the response that I had, which was, do you need money?
Hey, it was pretty...
It's okay if you need money. Just
hey, it was kind of good,
we can try
too.
And help you
I'm
out.
Like, damn. I'm like,
every once in a while, you go back to that touchstone food, you know? Like, I lived on Spam during college. Every once in a while, I'm in the grocery store, and I'm like, oh, there's a can of Spam. Maybe I'll grab that.
My lived on food was, I did frozen corn dogs. I did a mess ton of frozen
But every
corn
once in a while, don't you kind of get the urge?
No.
I do.
I
haven't had
about
the urge for ramen noodles in years, man. Yeah. And I've seen it in the pantry.
I still make bologna sandwiches for lunch sometimes. I love bologna because I grew up on it.
God bless you. I am.
That's something I haven't had since I was a kid.
Dude, I might have
left that
week
in the past.
Yeah, at least a couple weeks ago.
I have left all those things.
Fried bologna.
Yeah. I feel like I subscribe to the theory that there's some things in your life that you just have a lifetime cap on, and I've reached my cap on some of those. One of those is that particular type of ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then another one, honey buns. I ate so many honey buns as a kid. I'm honey bunned out. Now I will not eat another one. I'm good on
those
it.
Those are just awful for you. I stopped eating those because they're like 9,000 calories.
Yeah. I think I'm getting to that point where I'm leaving the Flamin' Hot Cheetos alone, man.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's not good. I think the last couple times I had it, I really didn't feel good after that. And that's how you know I'm kind of getting old and washed up.
Yeah.
Because I used to eat about 8 of those bags. I used to eat like 8 bags a day, man. Mm-hmm. Now I can't. Like one little
you
small
bag. You used to bring them like 2 and 3 at a time.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah,
he did.
You had an addiction.
Yeah. Now I'm low key.
And honestly, now you delivered.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm letting go of the chips. The good only chips I eat is the tortilla chips with dip and stuff like that. Yeah. But I've been staying away from the chips, man.
Look at you.
Good for you.
I appreciate the 832. We might need to ask a question, though. Figgy, how's the old lady doing? Because on the text line, they said, Figgy, having cravings means one thing.
Oh, no.
Lady pregnant.
That ain't happening.
Sympathy.
Hey, that's not happening over here, man. We already got a dog we don't want. We're trying to get rid of this damn dog, but that's another
story.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
These are my confessions.
All right. I got to be honest. This is confessions. I doubted Reggie. I doubted him.
I doubt myself all the time.
No.
So
no,
welcome.
No.
Welcome to the party.
In a very specific way.
Oh, okay.
Because he's been doing, trying to learn Spanish. And I'm like, okay.
667 days, baby.
Yeah. I said, let's see how good he is. So I texted my yard guy today, and I texted him in Spanish because he doesn't speak English. And I showed Reggie the phone. I said, read that to me. Dude, he nailed it. Nailed it. And it got me thinking, I think periodically...
You just gonna throw me some Spanish tests?
This is, I think periodically, I'm going to test Reggie. So I just wrote down something on my computer screen. I want you to read it and translate it, because he translated it perfectly well. So I'm very proud. I didn't, because it's hard to read Spanish and translate.
So you want me to read it in Spanish and then give you the translation?
I'll read it in Spanish.
I was about to say, I was like, am I doing a whole bunch of stuff here?
I'll read it in Spanish. You tell me what it says. Si aprendo español, abriré un mundo completamente nuevo en lo que respecta a las citas.
All right. So if you learn Spanish, you'll open a completely new world. All right. So I'm.
You're on it. You're 100% right.
The last part is giving me a little bit of troubles here.
With respect to dating.
Ah, okay. See, yeah, that wasn't.
So if I
oh, man, you ain't hear me say I was trying to get these tickets to Grupo Frontera, man. Come on, let's go. Yeah, like, man.
There's a whole new.
There are reasons why this language is being added to what added to the.
There's a whole
a black
new
man and no Spanish.
Yeah. That's money.
I'm going to start telling people I'm a Dominican, baby. We about to get some things shaking.
Yeah, Jordan's my brother.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
All you got to do is get them tight-ass white jeans.
And then get a little cut in the eyebrows as well, and they'll know what time it is.
Just think, if you're a 32-year-old single man and you open up this whole new world of potential dates.
Oh, man. Just imagine you being on a date.
Yes.
And you at a Mexican restaurant, and you just start going in with Spanish.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you here, Reggie.
He might not make it to the car, man. Yeah,
you don't need to help me. I've already been helping myself in that regard, I'll tell you that.
These are my confessions.
All right, I told you that I was going to give you a koozie confession, and here is my koozie confessions. I really, really dislike koozies.
I
might even say I hate koozies.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're useless.
They're not.
I think they're useless. I really do. I know that this was inspired or reminded of me. I've held this take for a while. This was reminded to me because Sean came through. He had like three koozies at work today. When he was sipping on whatever he was sipping on, he had the Orbit Astros koozie, he had the Texas koozie, he had a Dolly Parton koozie. And I'm like, I appreciate you showing your originality and all those things. This is just a thing I have to hold on to. Right? Like, you go out to these tailgates, people want to, you know, hey, here's a koozie. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take it because I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
But now this is like saying, here, you find something to do with this, right? Like, especially you use koozies often on like these cans or whatever. Mm-hmm. The can is disposable. The koozie's not. Now you just got, I have to keep track of this thing.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's not useful. I can hold a can. Mm-hmm. It's not that cold. I'm going to finish my drink pretty quickly. Eight. Like, why do I need this koozie for?
All right, so I think, tell me if I'm wrong here. I think what you really dislike is having so many koozies pile up.
Because
I'm there with you on that.
No.
I got maybe hundreds, at least dozens.
Also, like, I had this drink. Well, let me go find a koozie. I never do that. Not once.
I never did.
So, no, it's not having so many. It's having any. I don't use them.
Now,
they're useless.
Is this a, like, I was kind of curious. Is this a Texas thing? Just being, like, very koozie friendly? Because I didn't even know what it was until I moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of with Reggie on this one, because I get koozie. I try to be polite and keep them.
Right.
But I never have a beer or a drink and say, man, I need a koozie.
When it's hot and you're on a boat, you will do it. Or just hot in general. You're outside. You'll do it. And I use koozies, not as much as others. But I hate that I have just a big trash can full of koozies. Like just overflowing. What am I going to do with all these? Just throw them away eventually.
Yeah, they're a big deal down here, man.
Yeah, they are.
Somebody said they keep condensation from dripping on you. Baby, that drink ain't staying that long. We getting through it, man. Yeah, somebody said it's also because it's stinking hot. Your beer gets warm too fast without one. Mm-hmm. Get it down there.
You babysitting the drink,
man. Yeah, get it down there, man.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
And also, y'all see me when we went to these tailgates. These drinks ain't lasting long.
They don't last very long.
Let's go, man. What are we doing? But yeah.
You got another one, Figgy?
These are my confessions.
Sure, why not? My wife is all about this housewarming thing we got going on next month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, my bad. Let me
I got to confess. I sent y'all a little invite for it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into it, man.
You're not into the housewarming?
Not really, man. I just... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I'm not really a party guy or everybody let's come over my house and celebrate type of guy. She's all into it, so I'm rolling with it. But I'm just like, man, like, all right. She like, oh, send it. Make sure you send it to everybody.
Yeah.
And then a few minutes later, did you send it to every? I'm like, all right. So I sent it to y'all two.
Yeah.
Y'all the only two I sent it to right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to confess, I'm kind of like, I'm nervous. I'm wondering, should I send it to the whole like 6-10 staff?
Hey, that's a tough decision. Then it starts, you know, compounding.
Yeah, what type of party are you trying to have?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not good with like, throwing parties at the crib.
Then
like
it gets
that.
Big.
Yeah. And I know our team gonna come through for me, man. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all always look out for me. But I'm like, man, I don't know what to do with this.
That's
man.
A tough call. That's a true. You got to figure that one out. Yeah.
Like I'd be fine if all of her co-workers and friends come over. I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants some of my co-workers and my friends and stuff. I'm just like, man, like,
hey, let's pull up.
Don't nobody care about that.
So it's going to be a lot of her friends too.
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be some awkward conversations.
Yeah, the crossing over. That's why you need to make sure to invite everybody so that we could do the little Sports Radio 610 group.
What grade do you
teach? They can have their own group.
What grade do you teach?
Yeah, it's going to be like a
Oh, you live in Pearland. Oh, okay. I mean, all that stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm still trying to figure this out, but time going by fast now. Yeah.
Sally got a good head on her brain. Head on her shoulders is what I'm going for. Free gifts, Figgy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
get them,
true.
Get them gifts.
But sometimes I don't be wanting to be a burden to everybody, man. Just like,
the people love you, Figgy.
Let me just do
it.
My thing and, you know, salute to y'all, man.
All right.
I'm going to start sending the invite to other people at 610 if you don't.
Forward it.
Because I know at least one person will absolutely show up with bells on. His name is Sean Pendergast.
He'll
be there for certain.
I think I might go on and do it.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. Because, again, I'm not joking. Like, I'm not saying this just for air. If you don't, I will. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, you think Bregman misses Houston already?
Because
there's some drama. We'll do that next.